Once celebrated as a liberation party that fought against racial segregation, in recent years, South Africa's governing African National Congress has been riddled by corruption and criticism. It's the party of respected global and African leaders such as Oliver Tambo and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Nelson Mandela. But 28 years into democracy, the ANC is facing increasing condemnation for poor leadership and governance. Since Mandela, subsequent presidents Thabo Mbeki and Jacob Zuma were recalled or forced to resign. Current President Cyril Ramaphosa is facing similar pressure in a scandal involving the theft of hundreds of thousands of dollars from his game farm. The ANC's reputation for many is in tatters.
Kleptocracy, nepotism, cadre deployment from the very beginning of the ANC government, which then became a norm within the party and within the higher echelons of government. So even when people are found to have sullied their record, as it were, they still continue to be deployed as members of the ANC and as trusted members of the ANC. And that's what's led to rampant corruption.
A poorly performing economy, record high unemployment, an energy crisis and a multitude of fraud scams have frustrated South Africans. The party won the first democratic elections in 1994 with a 62% majority. That dropped to 57% in the last polls. Support for the ANC has been in decline for years. Some voters have protested against the ANC by staying away from the polls. Others have abandoned the governing party and voted for the opposition. The Democratic Alliance and Economic Freedom Fighters dominate opposition voices. While their combined support of almost a third of voters can't be ignored, an ANC parliamentary majority has often protected its embattled leaders.
The ANC needed money, and the people who supported the ANC saw money as being something that they could get their hands on. So the solution was, you could relatively easily do what you wanted and get whatever tenders you wanted, provided you gave to Caesar a portion of it and kept a portion for yourself. And the rot began thus.
This weekend, the party will hold an elective conference to choose a president and other senior figures. Supporters hope the new leadership will revive the party. But for many South Africans, it's the same old faces with the same old scandals. Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Johannesburg.